92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is Chamber Chat. We do it every Friday at 7:45. And what a treat this morning. I have two people in the WGHN studio. Director of Programs and Events for the Chamber of Commerce, April Tripp, say hello.
Hello.
And this is great. Creative Director for Dunewood Technology Solutions, LLC. This would be Kirby Chittenden. Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly.
Oh, my goodness. I was so afraid I was really going to mess your name up.
No, you did well.
You have a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
Did anybody ever tell you you should go into broadcasting?
A few times.
Okay, you've heard that.
I've done some voiceover work, so yeah.
I was going to say, you've done voiceover work. You've probably... Okay, yeah. You've narrated stuff, haven't you?
I'm comfortable in front of a microphone.
Yeah, all right. All right. What are we talking about today, guys?
Yeah, we are talking about our leads groups.
Yes.
Yes, Kirby is one of our longtime members. How long have you been in there?
Oh, my goodness sakes. Shortly after we launched the company in 2018, my son and I decided that the Chamber of Commerce was going to be a key component of what we do in business. And so I think the following year I joined a leads group. So do the math. And
ooh,
we're probably
7 years?
7 years, yeah. Yes.
So tell the audience, if somebody is just tuning in for the first time, because I never assume, what leads is, first of all.
Oh, yeah. So Leads is a weekly group that we have of non-competing members. They meet Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday mornings.
Okay.
And they just get together. The whole point of them is to build relationships. And through those relationships comes leads and referrals.
Ah.
And it's absolutely amazing to see people. You will see them join and they're absolutely terrified of speaking.
I wondered about that.
Yes. And then they grow and... gosh, it's absolutely incredible to see their journey.
Kirby, does it kind of make, because like I've said this to, well, I've said this to April and I said this to Hannah too over at the Chamber. I've said it to everybody. I'm not a leader. I am a follower. Tell me what to do and I'll do it and I'll do a really good job. But if I'm, for me to like delegate, I'm not a leader. But does delegating have anything to do with being a leader?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
And just speaking and meeting with and networking with people.
Mm-hmm. So that can make you a leader, too?
And having an audience, that's important with business.
Okay.
With 30-plus years in the classroom, I had one of the toughest audience
groups. Oh, my gosh.
Groups.
You're right. So
the
there's
world.
Different ways to lead.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. I see. So, you had to lead a classroom.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
every
boy.
Day, you have
oh,
an
boy.
Audience for about 6.5 hours a day, and you better be ready.
Bless your heart. I see what you're saying. Okay. So you learned a lot. You've been in leads for a really long time.
Quite a while, yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pick up on what April said, because I had to check, actually, this morning, because there is an acronym with the letters of the word leads.
Yeah.
And leads,
oh.
The L stands for leads, but mm-hmm. even more than leads, I think we have to look at networking less as collecting contacts and more as like connecting with people who should really know each other. And that's what happens every week for our Tuesday leads group.
Okay.
The E stands for educate, and I feel very comfortable within that domain, obviously.
Oh, I bet you do.
And there's a lot of education going on within the framework of that leads group, which
okay.
I really enjoy. A stands for advocate, and that's so important in business, is to support and advocate for one another. We're in this together. It's
exactly.
not a solo act, and so the leads groups provide that. The D in leads is develop. And so we look at professional development. We discuss how we pitch our business. We discuss so many things in those groups. And the support is just amazing. The relational component. You know, networking isn't just meeting people. It's connecting people.
Mm.
I think that's so important to understand. And the S stands for support. Again, all a part of that whole package. Supporting one another in business as we venture forward together in the community. The Tri-Cities mm-hmm. is a great place to do business. We're in Spring Lake. And yet we have a presence in Grand Haven, Muskegon, all the way down to Granville, all the way
yeah,
north
you
to
do.
Manistee.
You do, so. Yeah. Very, very cool. And Amber, congratulations on Thursday. You celebrated your one-year anniversary coming back
I
to the
know.
Chamber.
I know. That's why it flew by so fast, but I'm so, so happy to be
well,
back.
Well, yeah, and you said yes. it's one of the best decisions you've made in a long time. And
yes.
I would have to agree. In this segment, we're coming up almost on a year on Chamber Chat, the segment
oh.
that we do.
Yeah.
But I have learned so much about things I didn't even know. I've learned so much about the Chamber.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is.
Yes.
I mean, Kirby, you would advocate for anybody listening that owns a business and say they're not part of a Chamber. Why should they join?
Oh, again, the entire concept of networking, you know, it's not just about expanding your own circle. It's about introducing people who can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where true networking takes place.
Right.
I'm really not into transactional kind of networking. I think the relationships, particularly in our business, in technology, people have to get to know us. They have to get to like us because they need to trust us.
Exactly.
That's a fact. That's a fact, isn't it?
Especially when we're handling their business and those digital assets.
Yeah.
And without that kind of support, they just can't be in business.
Yeah.
We found that out during COVID. We launched 2 years before COVID, actually, a soft launch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left education in 2019, and we just were out of the chute real quickly with, we were talking about Zoom and Google Meet, and people were saying, why do you need those kind of things? And all of a sudden, the pandemic hits, and we discover that, hey, we just can't meet in person anymore.
Yeah, and everybody needs it.
Oh, that's a fact, isn't it? Oh, the technology, you guys, I can do the show from home. You should see how I can do it from home now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I did it a couple of times from home, and I am not a weather wimp by any means, but there were a couple of days where I was like, there's no way. I can't get here. Tell me a little bit about Doomwood Technology. What's new with you guys?
Sure. Well, we have three legs, basically. Information technology is our primary source of revenue, and that includes managed IT support,
okay,
cybersecurity, network design, installation.
Mm-hmm.
We are a part of the Microsoft and the Google ecosystems and provide that, and there's security awareness training. We also deploy voice over internet protocol phone systems, VoIP phone systems, video security systems.
Nice.
We're involved in data migration, all sorts of things when it comes to information technology.
Wow.
The second branch is that of web development. We do web design and brand design analysis, domain registration, authentication, deploy Google Workspace, Microsoft 365. That's all a part of cloud solutions nowadays.
Okay.
The third branch being that of audio-visual integration. A lot of IT companies don't do that, but we're involved in performance event audio, professional audio, video streaming.
Nice.
We've helped a lot of nonprofits, particularly churches in the area, and mm-hmm. in Muskegon help, particularly during the pandemic, to stream their worship services and things. We're involved in integrated audio and audio-visual solutions. Your restaurants, you look at the displays that are around.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now, isn't there?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Design, installation, a lot of consulting. Jeff's on call with a gentleman this morning in Florida.
Okay.
Doing some consulting while he's enjoying better weather than we have.
I'm so jealous.
I know. Totally. So Jeff and Bill are going to have a good time doing that. So we do a lot of consulting. I was in the office yesterday, a few meetings and things like that.
Because, okay.
You know, it's people. It's all about people.
It is about people. I would agree with you, Kirby. I really, really would. Where do you stand on AI with Doonwood Technology Solutions,
LLC?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know I was going to go there.
We are candidates for the Grand Haven Tribune's People Choice Award once again. And we've hit that 3 years. And we just sent out some information. I had to get that plug in there. We sent out some information yesterday in a mailing. And we had generated, and I took an older photograph of my son and I, and allowed AI to generate some caricatures of us, and it was just a lot of fun. But beyond some of the fun things with AI, we utilize, particularly in our remote management and monitoring software, we utilize a lot of AI support and how AI is able to synthesize and look at solutions and look at the situation and quite often give us some suggestions on our next step.
Yeah.
As a writer, I enjoy using it as a pre-writing tool.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you my weak spot. Headlines are my weak spot.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I'm not a good headline. I can write a story, but coming up with it. So once in a blue moon, or if I'm looking for like a cool angle on a promotion we might be doing, I will use the ChatGPT just to get an idea, and then I'll write my own thing.
Exactly.
But you do use it too?
Oh, absolutely.
See,
yes,
I know
almost
it.
Daily, it seems like, in some way. And in that same way as you did the other day, I had constructed some text and some content, and I really needed that headline, that topic.
Okay.
And I simply asked AI to take a look at what I had written and give me a few suggestions on a headline.
Yeah.
It saves so much time.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's just,
I'm an early adopter of so many things.
Okay. Okay.
I'm there probably even more than my 35-year-old son is. But
isn't that something,
it's
you guys?
Be here. We have to work with it.
And yeah.
I think it's pretty exciting. Yeah. I look at it as more of like intelligence augmented, IA, right. rather than artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a tool for us,
and we will use it as a tool if we're you know, we're coming up on our 70th anniversary, our 70th birthday.
Yes.
If I want to find out certain things that happened back in 1974, I can do a little Google. But if I want, I can do a deeper dive into the AI, and I just look at it. I don't copy and paste or anything like that. It is a tool,
right?
And Leeds is a tool.
Absolutely.
For the chamber.
Exactly.
It is a tool to you know, and what's beautiful about local radio is I'm not even looking at the time on this interview. I don't care. I'll talk. We can talk as long as we want to because it's important to get the message out, and we have that freedom.
Absolutely.
With local radio,
yes.
to do these kinds of segments. And I've learned so much. I've met so many people. When I was at that last chamber bash, and I had to speak, I'm not going to lie, I was nervous because I don't talk in front of people. I hide in a studio every day. But being at the Kirby and looking at all the people that were there, I knew them from doing these chamber chats, which made it so cool.
And you did such an amazing job.
I was so nervous.
People kept on saying afterwards, they were like, oh my gosh, Mary Ellen is incredible. It's like,
I really wanted people to understand the beauty of local radio and how we can do really, really fun things, and we can tell people's story.
Yes.
And everybody has a story.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's what everybody's worthy of a story.
Oh, you know? I'm so ready for flip-flops and I mean, yeah.
Bring it on.
And you know how we have that green space out there? Sometimes members of the chamber will sit at a picnic table and have their lunch. And people up and down the boardwalk, you know, you get a sunny day and your mind just starts to wander.
I don't want to be at my desk anymore.
No.
I want to be outside.
You guys are fun. This is a radio show right here. The three of us could do a little radio show.
I'm so glad April was here this morning.
Oh, April's the best.
Oh, absolutely.
And April's getting married this spring.
I heard.
She's going to be a grandmother. There's so much going on.
Wonderful.
I know.
Yeah, her
isn't that
back
something?
To the chamber was a real blessing.
I actually think it was too. I think it was too. I really, really do. I think you made the right decision, and you're right where you belong.
Yes, exactly. That's what you kind of just realized. This is home. This is family.
You know. There you go. Well said. Are we good?
We're very good.
All
it's
right.
just been a good time.
Yeah, it has been a good time, hasn't it? It's so much fun. Radio is so much fun. You're in the studio. I'm going to ask you, who's your favorite Beatle?
Oh, I think John Lennon.
Okay.
Yeah.
April, who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul McCartney.
Okay. And we know April thinks John Mellencamp is better than Bruce Springsteen because she put a poll out on Facebook.
And I might lead a little into James Taylor there, too.
I love James Taylor.
Yeah,
it was
so
good to see him live a few years
ago. Oh, isn't he something? Oh, I love him.
Well, if we're just going to do that, then Paul Simon's better than all of them.
Oh, God. Here we go. You guys are so... It's fun to talk about music, though, but music is the one thing that brings everybody together as well.
Totally.
I love it. So nice to have you guys in here. It's been another Chamber Chat.